in over the weekend and signed the bank rec.
Yeah.
And then today I had to void a check from 24. And the only way to void it is to delete the bank. Because if not, I have to do a fund adjustment.
That's why I need to resign.
That's why you need to resign it.
You know, I came in on Sunday and it's like, where's all the payroll? Oh my God. Because I usually see.
Well, there was one in there, but there wasn't two.
Not on Sunday. There was none because it's this thick of a pack. And when I came in on Sunday and signed.
Question.
That one was.
Yes.
We had previously asked for our departmental reports to be submitted by noon on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Our fire chief submitted it at 1:00 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to take action items on those tonight?
Well, he sent the action notices on Friday. He asked for the two action notices on Friday and then sent the whole report on Sunday.
I guess I'm willing to move forward with just a reminder that that'd be so nice going forward that Boone is the...
You told him twice.
Huh?
You told him that when he was on vacation that Assistant Chief Younger, if he couldn't do it, that Younger should do it.
Harold, do you know why he's missing the deadline?
Well, I know they did have a fire one evening last week, and that requires a lot of extra paperwork reports and so on and so forth. I don't know if that's the reason why or not.
Makes sense, right?
I think Wednesday was the fire, so that could bleed over. Was it Wednesday?
Wednesday.
I think it was, yeah.
So that would, if Friday or Thursday was going to be your report day, I mean,
yeah.
If anyone's going to get a little bit of leeway, like, in, you know, when it's explained like that.
No excuse for me.
No excuse for you. I'll take my lashings.
Not many. But yeah, the reason reports by noon on Friday are in burn for the trustees is so we have time to review the file and ask any questions we may have. It just makes things run more smoothly when I've asked for them Thursday by noon because then we have a business day to work with you. Like, I didn't really have time to call about this employee you want to hire, so hopefully you have a really good story when we go out there because what you wrote, you know, I don't know that I know enough to make that decision. So, Chuck, I am in agreement. There is a deadline for a reason.
Yeah, as more of a professional courtesy to us, it's like, sign it and you can read it afterwards. Like Congress does.
What you're saying is they want us to say yes to something we haven't had a lot of time to review.
Correct.
So, and Trudy is correct also that this has been brought up and brought up. So, you know, when we sit down and establish how we can be most effective and efficient and employee goals, this would have to be one of them, right? You know, a huge raise, you want to do really good. And this one should fall off, right? In a safety department, in safety services, getting us the information doesn't seem as important as fighting the fire. The problem is he has this personnel in here, right? He wants us to hire people. And again, there's not a lot of information on that either. He did use the word committee, the hiring committee. I assume you were part of it, but maybe not. You were. So maybe you have something to add.
Did he open working with
Jim?
Yeah.
Yes.
Am I
off base?
Being too strict, Harold, or being too asking too much?
No, I understand completely. But and you know, I don't go to fires at night. Yeah, but
right.
Things do happen, and it makes it difficult. And
or an email saying, "Hey, I'm working on my report. Gabe does it. I'm traveling.
I think he did.
He did.
He sent out. Here's my action items.
Action items and that.
That was like at 6 o'clock Friday, right? Yeah. Which I saw.
So he's getting better.
So I saw that at 9 o'clock on Sunday.
Sometimes there are things coming up on Thursday afternoon, Friday morning that you really don't want to let sit for two more weeks.
Right.
So you try to get it in there.
Right, right. Our schedule is difficult too.
Mm-hmm. I know. I understand.
But on the flip side, we have to know what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be spending dollars or, the former chief, we kind of
said yes to everything. Him. There's not anything we didn't say yes to.
Well, no, I mean, about the whole thing with the fire truck, kind of just dropped on us on the last meeting of the year, and don't want to get into a situation like that again. Is John Leach going to join us tonight, Harold?
Oh, I did not get any. Let me text him real quick. Pretty
loud. Checking the agenda?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've mentioned you guys that on the OTA with the centennial coming up or the 250th anniversary coming up, there was something in the OTA program about passing a resolution to adopt it, and I think there might be some sort of grant that goes with it. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because there was another township meeting that I had attended, and they had made the resolution to support board the permission for the United States Semi-Quincentennial American. It's called American 250.OH, and there were some things, but I think according to the OTA, I will look to see if they have it extended. Did anybody read that in the magazine?
They extended the deadline. There was an email today.
Okay.
And they extended the deadline to January 31st. And I have a resolution. Again, it's not on my memo because I just put it together today. But I did put together a resolution if you choose to pass one.
So it's just supporting the Ohio Commission for the United States Summit.
But there are some committees that go along with that. You have to appoint a committee. You have to.
Right.
There's a lot of work that has to be done, meetings to go to.
So we don't have that information right now to even probably act on it.
That's up to you. And I don't know if you pass the resolution, if then
later. You have to do it.
Later you can back out. I don't know.
What's the benefit side? Just that we're celebrating 250 years.
There's some dollars we want to hold on the back.
There's some grant,
grant
money available. Yeah. Yes. I'm getting it. Probably wouldn't hurt to pass the resolution.
Yeah, neither of these.
What are they
going to
do?
Because I would have signed it.
Yeah. The one I.
I guess we can move forward with that. So I'll put that under new business. The, what do you call it, Ohio?
Yeah, right here.
Okay. And then also I got a call Friday from Sandy Spang at Tima. I am the designated township rep at Tima Cog, and I am unable to attend the General Assembly, but Eric is attending.
Eric goes.
And if we want to designate him as to vote in my stead,
we can.
Okay. So I'll add that.
What's the question? Okay.
I heard the question.
That seems like a lot of work.
That's exactly. There's some commitment there.
And I don't know what we get.
Right.
Come on in. Pull up a chair.
I just saw him. I'm sorry.
They've been working around you.
You need to go out to the meeting anyway.
Yes, because then you have a whole adjustment in your beginning balance.
Is there an email? Is there something from OTA that I could look up between now and then to let go?
There was an email today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but those are all the ones.
that I can share with the public why we don't want to do this.
And this was
the email.
Well, there was a link in the email to this. It was one of those notices that we get from ODA.
It would be great, great if we had a festival. If we already had a parade that they used to do at the community center, we should do that.
Sure.
But we don't already have something.
Right.
So what event are we planning?
Maybe for 3 days. I can't remember what I did. Just because.
And if we are planning an event, it's going to be $250 for some hot dogs.
Yes.
I mean, I don't mind using. Do you have to go?
No, it's just an EMS for that.
They just like to make a lot of noise.
Not sure why.
What was that?
They're making them.
Because they can.
Somebody leave us their way. Get out of the way.
Evidently.
Adding that to new business, the semi-quincentennial.
That's a,
Which is what, the state of Ohio's?
Yes, 250 for the state.
Yep.
We don't have anybody planning anything, would be my comment.
Which is the start, July 26th.
The U.S. semi-quincentennial.
And the Ohio Commission.
Yes.
Maybe we should look into it more, since it's not until 2026.
Yeah, but it's
got a deadline.
Deadline. Deadline for passing a resolution is the 31st.
Is this year.
Yes. And this.
So you'd have to have a special meeting
right. If
anybody wanted to do any more investigating.
Well, you have to get
President Trump. See what he wants.
Yeah, he's not coming. We used to have a festival here, right? That was put on by the Historical Society, and if they were interested in doing something, that would be you have to be involved with. It's a government and local entities, right? You have to have lots of partners, and we don't do anything like that, Trudy. Not that we.
We used to. I walked in that parade.
I love that. It was my favorite thing ever. Are you kidding me? But we would have already had to gone to them and said, hey, do you want to get involved in this? And they would have said, yeah, right up our alley. But we haven't. We can still do something. We don't have to.
We can still get them involved. Yeah.
The only question I would have is just what Harold's question was. If we say yes to the resolution tonight, can we back out or are we locked into some commitment we don't really want to make? It's hard to tell from what they sent.
Maybe we can find out more at Columbus at the end of the month.
Yeah, except this is due January 31st. Yeah, she sure could.
Can I see that piece of paper? I'll see if I can find you something.
While we're working on it. God, he's annoying today. He's really, really annoying. Let's go out there. Yes, please, Dawn, if you can find something, that would be great.
FYI, I forgot to put this camp, like, move Monday to Tuesday here, and I have to be somewhere at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
It's my fault. I just did.
Yeah, I did that before.
I did.